This day 1622 of the Rosh Hashanah, they were doing your day Simon Shimon test, Sib Zion, to Simon Shinchov, Shinun Beis, Sib Gimel. It's been getting so much shorter recently. Shimon Tes Zion. Zashi's bar, the Tachicha Mesa also remembered, she's mean in love Mesa, it'll be sure that which said that the shrouds of the Mesa also when they were designated for the Mesa and they were put upon him. I feel like Bishop Mamashim didn't actually clothe him in them, and Nogum, he tells about as they touched his stretcher, shows about the Kfura, which they bury him, they are burying him, the Kfura, and that's where they come also. Also goes our Bar Rabban, the Creed, this prohibition, Mishim, Mechafe, and Bitachre, and Mesa, because they get mixed up with. I guess actual shrouds of the mace. As in a gam tachrichin, she be shum mutar ba noah. They're going to say actual tachrichin, or which they actually put on mutar ba noah. Vichem roim she'ev v'vim amagmas nafshel zorkim amace kenly same she'ikvul imo. So therefore, if people see that the mother and father, because as a result of their anguish, are throwing on evidently their child who died extra kalim to bury with them. Mitzvah achem latzilam. It's mitzvah for others to save those. Those kalim, those objects, before they touch the stretcher. Because afterwards, can't save them if they were designated for that purpose. Even though they designate them on account of the bitterness of their hearts. It's not a true designation. Once they touch the stretcher, and Igberis Ito. No, there's kind of mita. So mita and Iberis, once they touch the stretcher, which in which he's being buried. I know it sounds like the only case where the stretcher is being buried, which normally not the case. I guess we touch the coffin because the coffin is buried within the stretcher. I believe that when he's buried in the talus, the stretcher's not buried. So I'm not sure what would happen there. But anyway, maybe just the new mita and Iberis, the mita. For the kvura, it's not clear what he means here. But also, chluvi tachrifa is going to get confused with his shrouds. Mitzvah chen latzilin, it's a mitzvah for others to save this. Tavim mamash hashavas aveda, it's actually a shavas aveda. Literally, the achari is chayt about son, because later they're going to regret this. Rukshetzilin, and when you, if you do save them, chayt b'shivas and chavas, you have to, you're obligated to safe keep them. Again, the other lost object you find. If you took a return them with the, to the hands of the father and mother, and they twist them again, the nesu, and they become forbidden. You who gave back with your own hands the objects to the father and mother, this is a very big chiddush. You have to pay. It's if you're in shemir properly, because you knew they were going to do it again. Wow, it's very big chiddush. See that? If you be a daim, give back to the father and mother the objects they threw at the coffin of the child, let's say, a coffin to eliminate any issue here, and they throw them back again, you are liable to pay later on because you were ma'abed be a daim by giving back to them at the wrong moment. That's an amazing halacha. Now again, the Avigazorga Mogul do the Chayas listens if you toss him into a place where there are legions of wild animals and bandits. Tavikamabi diamonds, as if you're causing it to be directly to be lost. Because, not causing, it's as if you are yourself destroying the object. Obviously, you can only answer their own objects, not objects of others. Also, only when they toss it, they had in mind that it should be buried with him. Hey, if he mashed his bark, that which you've explained. Dafka Kain, the Dafka Kainlim, Hamatilim, basically the cover of Anoga Mita Mesu, specifically objects which are tossed on the mace in order to bury with him, and they touched the Mitar also. I've explained that to the Karmi Mo. They didn't have in mind when they tossed it and the tossed it on the mace that you bury with him. Learn as we don't become muscle. Chena kar, should be seen tachas and mesas, son, should pour some love. Okay, so it's the pillow which they put underneath the mace and the sheet which they spread over him. Chena dash, should do love in the plank in which they do the tara. Bechol kem, should milk and mace the kvor, and all the other objects to bring the mace the kvor, which are not meant to be buried with him. Learn as we don't become muscle. Should I learn as I'm not seeing poem? He didn't put them there, but be buried. Chom barbekin, my mace the kvor, and imo. Anybody who adds objects to the mace to bury with him, that is a violation of Baal Tashris. Shinun, dvarim ma'as shosin l'meisha ein b'em b'shum darkei emor, things you do in the mace which are not forbidden because of superstition and ways of the Amorites. Av isa b'smalos perachetz, it says, z'machas d'imrasu m'tirin saros l'kalos m'gamim b'nei chasanim. If they want, they can undo the hairs of Kalos who died, and you can open, you can reveal the face of Chasanim who died. Those seem double kumus letzido, and you put a ink and quill next to him, laros, to show Eloi Achai word to have lived. I could say ksuva kaloso, you would bring a ksuva to his kala. All these things do mshum magmas nefesh to increase the anguish. Tole mafteichel shemeis binkasa baronoi meilu dvarim halalu. And you to hang the key of a mace and his notebook in our own, if he had these things. Or to increase anguish. And you can make a chupa for chasanim kalos and hang them things which are not ochel nefesh, which are not meant to be eaten. But things which are meant to be eaten. The awesome nation in the Sayyid Banah. The awesome to put there because I guess you're going to ask them Banah, and that's about Tashis. Shav Eno Sin Kain. Now we don't do any of this. Don't deviate from whatever is done in that place as the minog for the proper minog for the people who have passed away. Shinanav, Dinkilayim, but Tzitzis a mace, the locha of Shatnez and Tzitzis for a mace. After Chiyah mace, Mutal Sosim, we're allowed to make the shrouds for a mace from Shatnez. The Chsib Mesim Chavshi says, Pasuk and Tilim pay Ches, then by the dead are free. Him, which a mace, so then once a person dies and Asa Chavshi and Mitzvah is free of Mitzvah. So, as far as I'm Sim Shinav, I am Trum, this has already been explained to Sim Shinav. Kokom Nevas, you know, Tzitzis, but Tao Shemace turns to Tim. In terms of tzitzis and mace's tzitzis, yishpukta ravosa is machlekes of the great. Yishan b'seishim asichim tzitzis v'tzitzis v'mace. There are those of our rabbis who required tzitzis in the talis, in which a mace is buried. So that McClam, it's not like Shana. Stavakav, the shemace, part of minikon mitzvahs, even though when he died, he exempt from all mitzvahs. Come, come, tzitzis shine, never tzitzis dim, lefi, shishikulin kinei kol mitzvahs, because tzitzis has a intrinsic value, which corresponds to all the mitzvahs. But the kinaim loss of Torah, there chimum, all the kinaim is only usher if it heats you up. So mace lo shay chimum. And by a mace, there's no such thing as heating him up. It's a trisha. The Gemara is a nidah samachav, shamar at time, shum mace mchavshi. Aye, the Gemara says it's a different reason, because mace are exempt from it. It's the rav chlimil, so it's to add on another reason. Famous kinu, this is also, this is true. Come on, never as a shield said about Efshel Lutanuze. Putting that on that account of that it doesn't heat him up, we might not have been matured. Efshel is a climb, Kolo Shaykh Club, Kaigavno, but since it's a climb, it's not shy at all, so therefore, we're matured. Shame Tzitz opposed to Tzitzis, which not doesn't pose the same category. Practice says, can you leave feed a deeper in Jisha? So I think the according to Jisha. And as I'm saying, Turk, we also don't need this reason. By tzitzis, even though minadina would be permitted, I don't know actually about tzitzis, but maybe it is. Let's make a mockery to put tzitzis on his garment. I climb like a loy garage, but climb, there's no issue of loy garage. Because even while he's alive, he's exempt. When he doesn't get pleasure by getting heated. So the shiny mishum the school, it's because it's school, I guess, even though there's like rush krisvara, nevertheless, because of tzitzis is so significant, therefore we would do it. Okay, unclear to me. But in any event, it's a good svara, the rush svara. Wherever we can figure it, whether it touches the need of saying it or not saying it, it's cute. Okay, base. This language of Torah. Be'in on tzitzis, ikha pluk the rabbasa. So the tzitzis is a machlekes of the great. Yeshamin lehatzil, some say to put the tzitzis in the garment. Yeshamin, shalatil, some say not to. V'arev Reb Zachi alayvi, more and more cotton. Kaz Hashem, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Malki Tzedek, Shanoi, it's named the Reb Matz, Kishanoisin, so the Gwavra, when you carry him to cover to bury him. Timbo tzitzis, put tzitzis in his garment, shaloyeh, nosei amita mutafim, but tzitzis, in order that the people burying the stretcher should not be wrapped up in tzitzis. Who below tzitzis and he's not without tzitzis? When you bury him, you remove the tzitzis. Shastri Rasa Rabbeinu Geshem, Tzitzis Chutz. the time Bnei Geshem died, he said, Tzitzis out. Stop with Vara. They're not sure what he meant. He wants to know if she has two men at the talus. Is he meant they should take the tzitzis out of the talus? She had some concern to take them outside the coffin. Here's Kamish Kosin of Knafa Beged. Their place where they tie them to the corner of the garment. Ramban Kosav, Amos Ashum Sovek. There's no doubt. Ain't covering a mace. El Talus Sheishbo Tzitzis. You bury him in a talus which does have tzitzis. Like on the Shana Tour. They argue. They say remove the tzitzis. Rav Yoyomer would say in practice. Mishinog with tzitzis b'chaim. I guess somebody was meticulous in the midst of tzitzis while he was alive. Cover tzitzis in mozo should be buried tzitzis the way he dies. Mishinog somebody was not meticulous. Should not. I can't show. Chenk was a tzitzis. You know. Shom udavadai b'mnochas before she tzorich lasso tzitzis b'tal shemes. And Melchus, it's certainly clear, he puts it in the Talus of Mace. Masha ain't on the Noggin Cain, that which we don't do this day. Pishin is man, a shas, who clums there in Mitzvah Zoo. In the time of Shas, everybody was meticulous in Mitzvah. I have a loyal Gashim who also learned Tzitzis. So they would make a mockery of the Mace if they didn't make learn Tzitzis. Shein al Shav, as opposed to now, that not everybody's meticulous in the Tzitzis, it was the opposite. Hayul Hefech loyal Gashim, to put the Tzitzis in, would be the main mockery of the Mace, Ayin Shav. Vivian Smocha Shab Show Tsiva Lohatu Tsiosim Taliso and Show. Ningam Sakas Mos Abashow said they should remove the tzitzis from his talus. Gimel. After this whole discussion, actually, by Minik Pashud, now the widespread custom cold foods is on all the exile of Israel. She knows how many tzitzis carried the mace with the talus. So the coin of Shemichas of Kerry before you put in the cavern. Note came tzitzis Achas Marabit Tsiosim. You snap off one of the four corners of tzitzis. Yesh no gulin toko, so by its comments, like for some people, snap it off in the house before they leave the house. Abba Tobi is saying not to kavurim kavurim. It's best to snap it off before the kavura. Shanti Bir, he's in the parentheses, he's going to say who these people are in the brackets. Shanti Bir, Shnei Doli Ador, heard on two great of the generation. One directed his Talmidim to bury him with all tzitzis intact. Plus the time that Talmidim, when they got to putting on the shrouds, he had a stomach ache and he left. Also should be true, and those who put on the shrouds, loy dumis, they did not know this. They snapped off one tzitzis as is the custom. Take him to the tzitzis of Talmidim. Me and Tom came in, Mitzchid and Tzolkin started shouting. From Akhtalim, Shay Yisham, the great people, the present says, Osnei Shana V'lil Shanos. This is a sign from the heaven, not to deviate from the custom. Vashani, the second one, Shinichu Ba'kevarin called Tzitzis. So when they put in the kever with all Tzitzis, Tzapcha Achaz Tzitzis B'yotei Shabdoch HaKever, one of the Tzitzis got tangled in a peg, which was in the cavern, Menika also got severed on its own. From Chush Shemir Shemayim goes through Cain. So explicitly, from Shemayim, this was decreed. In the brackets, he says, Harishon Ayah HaGrozal, first was the Groz, Vashani Ayah HaChosid Marin of Zivzikin Zal Mihorodna, by Yisrael 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 Havoya. Shetiba Gangla and Yichabot Tzitzis, who also said they should bury him with Lord Tzitzis. Okay, neither of them were permitted from Shemayim. Obviously not to undermine the Menika. Shinan Beis, Beis of Begadim Kovrim, Bein Ish Hamal Bish Isha, in which garments do you bury, and a man should not put the garments on a woman. Alf, turn around, we looked at the Brisa, Bishan Yoyeso, it says, Hamates Kosha Kov Yosim Yisoso. Initially, the expenditure of the vias of taking the mace out was more difficult for the relatives than the death. Achu Krova Menichim Oso Bokim, so the relatives would leave the body and flee. Achimon Gamliel Mano Kaus Batsmo. And Gil came and conducted himself with lightness. Yotza Bikli Pishton, and he went out. He was buried in a simple linen shroud. No Gaal Makro of Lutz's Bikli Pishton, everybody else followed the custom, be buried in a simple linen shroud. Omra Papa Ina No Gama Fir, but Tzvarda Ber Zuzah. Even Tzvarda Ber Zuzah, what is that? Tzvarda Pirish Rashi, canvas. You don't bury a mace in expensive shrouds. I feel necessary should be so. Even a prince in Israel. Okay, I'm not sure why he has to tell us that. It says, for a rich person, can make it of fine linen, and for a poor person, of regular linen. It's very important. It's a very specific in linen. Besides, the talus is made of wool. Not for bilavanim, pishna lavan. The custom is a berry in white linen. Shol abish is a beggar. Nichol beggar aron bekavro. They had some sort of garment to put on. They forgot to put it on. They should put the garment on the coffin when they bury him. Based time is still packed as a small because they know some sus. I read some mace only malosi level. The covering which goes on with the mace when he gets buried comes up with him when he rises for the mace. The king of Shem is so kind and shum. The tiny bit packed based the small ish korach on makasher as a ish, a man. Wraps and ties of man. Avalos ish, a man or woman. Bishwa as a ish, as a isha. Women can do both. Fascinating. The each question by a man we're concerned he'll have lascivious thoughts. Each loshaya kol kachir by women there aren't lascivious thoughts are not relevant. Twice a shem it's a mitzuyin lebet lebenli krocha chagur limo ulkoshachin about lishto. Today there's a custom a man wraps a belt on his a son wraps a belt on his mother and ties it and a husband on his wife. And he is that he ain't nochem lesoskein. The Oral Shulchan disputes this minhag. Kimakasa Rambam Perek Dal minhag shel Yisrael because we think for us on the minhag of Am Yisrael when the mason with the burial matzim enough shemase. We close the eyes of the mason. Niftach piv his mouth opens up. Koshen chayv we tie his cheeks. We poke in the kavav achas shemidirim lesam and we close up his orifices after we cleanse them. So in some medium summit and we anoint him with perfumes, the gazin tzar with ziponim, and we cut his hair and his nails. Ma'abishon so tachrichim tefunin shapishon lebanim, and put him in sewn shrouds of white linen. V'lo yudemein tefunin should not be expensive. Also, the gvar with tachpirin tefunin shall meshi and now the berry in silk shrouds. The gazin will come in and embroidered garments. I feel nasi so even a nasi. This is arrogance, vashchasa, and corruption, umaisa akum, and non-Jewish activity. So, Mr. Mace, I'll cut the mace across. You bear the mace on the shoulder until you get to the cemetery. But no, say, Amita, assume the needles on the sundown. People who bear the, I'm not sure I've ever seen this, kpeda. That's people who bear the coffin and are now to wear shoes. Shemati pasik, rutuosh elchamayam. Maybe one of their shoestrings will snap. And then they will have to tarry with the mitzvah. Okay. We have one sif left, but it's I think we've gone long enough today, so we'll leave sif dal nevertheless for tomorrow. We talked about the actual minute today.